Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
So there's an old joke that asks, how can you tell if someone's a native Charlottean? The answer, don't worry, they'll tell you. Yes, native Charlotteans like to say they're native Charlotteans, maybe to the exclusion of others. But why shouldn't natives be allowed to announce themselves, especially in a city where being native feels a little special? Well, coming up on this episode, we try to get a clearer picture of our native population and our newcomers, and look at how both are shaping the Charlotte we know. Stick around. That's all coming up on FAQ City. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin. Hey guys, Nick Delacanal here. Today's question comes to us from Garrett Cooperman. He works for the school system in Kannapolis, and we met in a small coffee shop in Charlotte. He says lately he's been thinking a lot about our city's demographics and pizza.
Well, I'm not from Charlotte. And when I came here like 13 years ago, my family moved down here from New York. The first question I asked myself is, where can I find the nearest good pizza place?
He says he judges pizza against the pies back in New York. You know, thin crusts, wide slices you can fold in half, lots of mozzarella.
So I went on a quest to try as many pizza places as I could find, and over time I've noticed there have been more really good pizza places that have sprung up. And then recently, I found a bagel shop that directly imports their bagels from a bagel shop I used to frequent back home.
And all those new pizzas and bagels got him tossing an idea round and round in his head, like a big wheel of pizza dough. This could be a sign that more people are moving in from New York.
Yeah, that's absolutely what I was thinking. And I keep finding people, other people from New York, from Pennsylvania, from Ohio. A lot of northerners that I just encounter down here.
So out of curiosity, he wrote in with this question about Charlotte's natives and transplants. He asked,
what proportion of Charlotte's residents do native Charlotteans make up? And also, how fast have people from outside the area flocked here over time?
And that's our question today. How many Charlotteans are natives? How many are newcomers? And how have those numbers changed over time? And the answer will say a lot about who we are as a city and where we might be headed in the future. But before we go any further, there is a pretty big disclaimer we need to give right up front.
So the first part of that question is unfortunately not really answerable based on the data that we have.
That's Rebecca Tippett. She's a demographer who works a lot with U.S. Census data for UNC Chapel Hill. She says the reason we can't calculate the true number of native Charlotteans is the census doesn't ask people for the city where they were born. But the census does ask a different question that can still get us pretty close to an answer.
The only piece of information that we have is the state of birth.
Which means?
All we would be able to know is whether or not somebody was born in North Carolina.
So that doesn't give us a precise answer to Garrett's question, but it gets us in the right ballpark. So, all that said, how many native North Carolinians are presently living in Charlotte? We ran the numbers, and according to the U.S. Census, the answer is 41%. So, what do we make of that, 41%? Well, it's not a lot. For comparison, the national average of people living in their home state is about 58%. That's according to the census. So we are definitely a transient city. Again, Rebecca Tippett.
It's going to feel like most people are not native because most adults are not.
That doesn't mean there aren't pockets of natives here and there. Their presence is stronger in the towns skirting the city, like in Concord, Belmont, and Gastonia. And if we break Charlotte down into smaller sections, we'll see the two zip codes with the highest concentration of natives are 28208 and 28206. That's West Charlotte and North Charlotte. They're both roughly 60% native. Meanwhile, the two zip codes with the lowest percentage of natives are 28202 and 20277, aka Uptown Charlotte and Ballantyne, both less than 30% native. That gives us a solid answer to the first part of Garrett's question. Yeah, Charlotte is dominated by transplants. But has it always been like this? And where are we headed in the future? We'll get to those answers coming up after a quick break. Stay tuned. Hey guys, want you to know that we are hosting a live taping of our Amplifier podcast ahead this September in conjunction with the release of Ken Burns' upcoming country music PBS documentary. Join us at the U.S. National Whitewater Center on September 4th for an advanced screening of the documentary, followed by a discussion of Charlotte's role in country music with musician Bill Noonan and local historian Tom Hatchett. Find out more at wfae.org/amplifier, and stay tuned, we're coming right back.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
We're back and looking at Charlotte's native numbers today. And before the break, we learned about 41% of Charlotte residents are native North Carolinians. The rest, about 60%, are from other states or countries. And our question asker wanted to know how those numbers have changed over time. Well, let's start with the natives. You might think that because they're in the minority, their numbers are in decline. But Rebecca Tippett, the demographer, says, don't be fooled. The actual number of native North Carolinians is going up and has been for years, not just in Charlotte, but across the state.
At a statewide level, North Carolina is what we'd call a sticky state, in that people who are born here tend to stay here.
And she says we're stickier than almost every other state in the nation.
I looked at this a few years ago, and we actually have the second highest rate of adult residents kind of staying in the state of their birth. Texas was the only state that had a higher rate than we did.
Her research from 2014 found 72% of North Carolina-born adults still live here. So native North Carolinians overwhelmingly seem to love their home state, and their numbers are growing.
They just have been increasingly outnumbered by the appeal of this place to other people who are moving there from other places.
The top three places to move to Charlotte from are the Northeast, the South, and Latin America. And Tippett says lots of our newcomers are young and looking for work.
Mecklenburg has a large influx of individuals 25 to 29 moving in. It looks a lot like a post-college destination.
They're driven here by jobs and family, lower home prices, and the temperate-ish climate. And while they're bringing lots of new skills and ideas, they're also causing our city some real growing pains.
Increasing congestion, increasing home prices.
That's Eli Portillo with UNC Charlotte's Urban Institute.
On one level, you can look at these and say, wow, these are big problems. You know, congestion's worse, traffic's so much worse than when I moved here, which is something I hear a lot and something I actually think to myself.
And the pace of Charlotte's rising rents and home prices may feel shocking to longtime residents. But Portillo says we shouldn't overlook all the benefits that also come from a growing population.
The cultural institutions, the sports teams, the breweries, the outdoor activities that people point to.
And he says it's exciting to be in a place that's becoming ever more globally diverse.
Almost one in six people who live in Charlotte now are actually foreign-born immigrants. And with that comes a lot of diversity in terms of culture, in terms of food, in terms of vibrancy in the community. And I think you can see that walking around a lot of Charlotte neighborhoods now. This is not a monochromatic city in some ways like it was 50 or 60 years ago.
So, to review, our question asker, Garrett, was exactly right in thinking a lot of people in Charlotte are not from here. But our native population is doing just fine, and their numbers are growing. And together, we're all benefiting from new cultures, ideas, foods, and, oh yes, delicious New York-style pizza. And, you know, it occurs to me that We have not yet actually heard from a native Charlottean in this story. Both our experts are transplants, and I myself was born in the Northeast, Connecticut, before moving here as a toddler with my family, if you were curious. So let's give the last word to some real natives, a whole family of them.
I'm Allison. I'm a native Charlottean.
And I'm Cliff, born and raised.
We have thought about moving someplace else, but we are from here and we've got family here, and what Charlotte has to offer now has just, there's really not much else you need.
Our parents are here and got the grandmas and grandpas helping out with the girls. It just makes sense.
Girls, can you say hello?
Hello.
Are you guys native Charlottians too?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I think it's been really neat, especially over the past 10 years, to see how Charlotte's really morphed. Now you actually have little pockets of town that have their own identities, which growing up here, I mean, you definitely had some of that, but now you really do. I just think it's neat to drive around Charlotte and each, you know, little area has something to offer. I feel like Charlotte just, there's a little bit of something for everybody.
Allison, Cliff, and their daughters, we heard from them in Freedom Park. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks again to our question asker, Garrett Cooperman, who says he's not too surprised to hear transplants make up a big part of our population, but he is surprised by just how much they dominate. He also says it's cool to learn how much staying power Charlotte has, and he's feeling more and more connected the longer he stays here. And of course, the New York pizza helps. Well, we wish you the best, Garrett, and maybe in a few years, we'll get you on the barbecue train. Well, if you want to check out some of our past listener-submitted questions and their answers, find our archives at wfae.org/FAQCity or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, Google Play, or Spotify. And if you have a question about Charlotte, the region, or its people, get in touch. Write to us through the submission box at wfae.org/FAQCity, and we may search for answers on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Della Canale.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.